Espresso English Podcast, Episode 7, The Difference Between Travel, Trip, and Journey. Hi, and welcome to the Espresso English Podcast, where you can improve your English in just a few minutes a day. My name is Shayna, and I'm the teacher at Espresso English. Make sure to visit the website, espressoenglish.net, where you can get online courses and ebooks that will help you learn English even faster. Let's get started with today's lesson. A lot of English students confuse these three words and make mistakes with them, so in today's lesson I'm going to explain each one, give you a lot of example sentences, and help you avoid those common errors. So let's start with the word trip. Trip is a noun. It means the act of going to another place, often for a short period of time. For example, we took a 5-day trip to the Amazon. You're back from your vacation. How was your trip? The correct question is, how was your trip? Don't say, how was your travel? That's not correct. I went on business trips to Switzerland and Germany last month. We usually use the verbs take and go on with trip. I went on a business trip, or I took a business trip. When you take a trip, you'll need a ticket. You can buy a round-trip ticket. That's a ticket for going and coming back. Or you can buy a one-way ticket. That's a ticket only for going, but not for coming back. Now let's look at the word travel. Travel is usually used as a verb for going to another place in general. For example, I really like to travel. He travels frequently for work. My sister is currently traveling through South America. Travel can also be used as a noun to describe the act of traveling in general. The key words here are in general. We use the word trip to talk about a specific instance of going and coming back. Here are some examples of using travel as a noun. Travel in that region of the country is dangerous. World travel gives you a new perspective. We have two common errors with the word travel. One of them I already mentioned. Don't ask, how was your travel? The correct question is, how was your trip? And here's another common error. Never use the word before travel. So don't say, I'm planning a travel to the U.S. next year. Travel is considered an uncountable noun. Never, ever, ever say a travel. There are actually two correct ways to say this sentence. You can say, I'm planning to travel to the U.S. next year. Or you can say, I'm planning a trip to the U.S. next year. And finally, let's look at journey. The word journey refers to one piece of the process of traveling, and it's usually a long distance. For example, the journey takes 3 hours by plane or 28 hours by bus. He made the 200-mile journey by bike. And we have a famous saying, a journey of 1,000 miles must begin with a single step. We can also use the word journey in a more metaphorical way to talk about progress in life. For example, he has overcome a lot of problems on his spiritual journey. My uncle is an alcoholic, but he's beginning the journey of recovery. In these two examples, spiritual journey and journey of recovery, we're not talking about literal travel. We're talking about making progress in your life and personal development. So, let's review. The word trip is typically used as a noun. We say take a trip or go on a trip. The word travel is typically used as a verb, and it refers to going places in general, not specific trips. Finally, the word journey is used for one piece of the process of traveling, and it's usually a long distance. So now you know the difference between travel, trip, and journey and how to use each of these words correctly. If you want to learn many, many more confusing words in English, check out the ebook 600 Plus Confusing English Words Explained. It will help you clear up your doubts about confusing words like these so that you can use your English more confidently. Visit espressoenglish.net, click on ebooks, and look for the one about confusing English words explained. If you liked today's episode, you'll love the ebook. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. If you want more great English lessons, visit espressoenglish.net, where you can sign up by email to receive a free ebook with 500 plus real English phrases. You'll also find online courses to help you improve your English fast, even if you don't have much time to study. Keep practicing your English, and I hope you have a wonderful day.